Western Bulldogs take on Carlton at 3:20 this Sunday at Marvel Stadium. You get a ticket for $20. They're on sale now. It's going to be a shootout, David Teague said. I don't know what Caleb Daniel thinks about this. He's been good enough to join us. Welcome, Caleb.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Pretty good. You think it's going to be a shootout? You think you're going to be sitting back there half on the half-back flank just watching the ball fly over your head?
I'm hoping not. Hopefully our team's defensive structure holds up a little bit better than the last half against Richmond this week. We'll see.
What happened, do you reckon, in the last half against Richmond, Caleb?
I suppose we probably lacked a little bit of composure with the footy and... Yeah, they opened us up a little bit, which was a bit disappointing, and we lacked a little bit of source pressure through the midfield. So we'll, yeah, look to rectify that, I suppose, this week. The midfielders, yeah, I suppose, put a fair bit of more pressure on usually. So, yeah, that'll be good.
They brought some real heat to the game, didn't they, after half-time in particular?
Yeah, they did, and they're a quality side. So I suppose anyone that's able to remain composed and use the footy against them has a good chance to beat them. So we just weren't able to do that on the weekend. And a few takeaways from the weekend that we'll look to sort of implement this week.
Hey, there's a debutant. Hopefully I'm pronouncing this right. Buku Kamas, debuting down back. How do I go with the pronunciation? What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, I think you got it pretty spot on. That's what I've been calling him. So... Yeah, he's a really athletic player, so he's taken his time. I think he's played a fair bit of AFL footy, and he's really came into his own this year. And he's a sort of high flying rebound defender, I suppose, and looks to intercept mark. He's a really quality player, and we're super excited to have him play his first game this weekend.
That'll be sensational. He's in the back half, so he'll be part of your group. What sort of advice would you be giving him when he lines up for the first time?
I suppose just take it all in and enjoy the moment, I suppose. Same that Bob Murphy sort of told me is you're allowed to, you know, have a smile and enjoy the time, and, you know, you're in the team for a reason. You've got your qualities, and just bring them to the floor and you'll do well.
What about his story, the background story to his arrival in AFL football? Extraordinary it is, Caleb.
Yeah, it's a really special one, you know, being born in Africa and making his way over and, you know, falling in love with the game that we all love. So, yeah, it's a really, really special story. And to come from sort of where he's come from, I suppose, when he was first drafted, you know, he had a pretty low fitness base and he's done all the right things to get himself, you know, fit enough to play AFL footy. And, yeah, like I said, we're super, super excited to have him come and join us on the weekend.
And the coach seemed to get a little bit emotional when he was announcing the fact that he was going to debut too at the weekend.
Yeah, he's a really emotional guy and he wears his heart on his sleeve, Bevo. So, yeah, it's always special when a player debuts and plays his first game. So, yeah, he'll always be pretty emotional and pretty happy for the player. But, yeah, like you said, given Buku's sort of way through the system and to get to where he is, it's really special.
With Caleb Daniel from the Western Bulldogs, he had a fantastic year last year, All-Australian best and fairest. Have you noticed teams that are putting a bit more work into you now? Are they playing a bit differently against you?
There's probably been a couple of teams that have, I suppose, played sort of a little run with Ford and different things like that, but... yeah, I suppose we got a lot of damaging halfback flankers, and you know, if they come to me, it's going to open up a lot of our other damaging ball users, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. So yeah, I can't complain too much as long as the team's succeeding and yeah, we're winning.
How many blokes in the team get the license that you get to just shape the ball the way that you do and take the kicks that you do? Everybody or just a select few?
Everybody's got the right to do it. It's whether, I suppose, they've got the confidence to try and pull it off, or I suppose the skill set. I like to back myself in, and if I find sort of an open target and I think I can hit it, then, you know, I don't see why players can't take it on, I suppose. And Bevo's really good with that. He instills the confidence in the group to take their kicks and, you know, be bold with the footy. So I think everyone's got the license. It's just, yeah, whether or not the person themselves has the confidence.
Very much looking forward to this game between the Bulldogs and Carlton at the weekend. Before we let you go, Mother's Day on Sunday, what have you got planned for your mum?
Not too much. Probably she's from Adelaide, so probably just a phone call, and I've sent her a couple of things. So hopefully they find their way there in the right time. So, but yeah, we'll all see. I'll definitely have a chat with her on Sunday, though.
Lovely.
Excellent. And what other advice did Bob Murphy hand out? So he just said to you to don't take it too seriously. Was that his first bit of advice? What else did he say?
It was just more, you know, the first, your first game. Just make sure you enjoy yourself. You're allowed to look around the crowd, have a smile and that sort of stuff. And, you know, yeah, yeah, you've dreamt your whole life for that sort of moment. So I suppose, yeah, enjoy it while it's there. Because it does get serious.
Have a look around the crowd.
Yeah, that's interesting.
See who's watching me.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Caleb, thanks for joining us, mate. We appreciate it. Good luck. Big game. $20. If you want to get along to this game, there's no bad seats at Marvel. $20 tickets sale on now. That's all thanks to Pedigree. Thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks, lads.
On you, Caleb.
Daniel. Yeah, so Bob's sort of saying, don't worry, just get in and see how many people are looking at you.
Have a look around the crowd. Don't really concentrate on your... Well, that goes to the heart of what you've said about halfback flankers for a long time now.
It does, doesn't it? You don't have to worry about a man. Just wander out, see how many people keep
enjoy yourself. Yeah, see if you can't get 30.
Yeah, get 30. Don't play on anyone. If your man does kick a goal, you just go, wasn't me. I was in a different zone.
As long as you're smiling, enjoy the afternoon. Doesn't matter whether you win, lose, as long as there's a few people along there watching you play.
Got to the bottom of it's a pretty big story that Caleb's just let us into.